Okay, this is February 17th, 2025 at 12:30. I'm sorry, at 12:38. We are convening the legislative subcommittee for the NCIA board. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting in order, and I'm just going to go around and do a quick roll call. Board member Malkin.
Present.
Board member Lewis.
Present.
And I also have present in the audience, Ken Kidder.
Present.
Thank you, Ken. And Susan Archer.
Present.
And of note, both Mr. Kidder and Ms. Archer were on the subcommittee prior to this and at our last meeting. And then I have one other person from Leading Age, and that's Kelsey. Kelsey, you still here?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome. Thank you. Anybody have any declarations of conflict of interest to note for the record?
No.
Okay. Great. So the next thing I have, because we've had board member change, I have a nomination and vote for subcommittee chair. Is there any nominations for the subcommittee chair today? And if you don't want to do that, it's not mandatory. We can do it at the next next subcommittee meeting if we have one.
Member Lewis, did you want me to nominate you?
Sure. Thank you.
Amy. Okay. Great.
Okay. So we have a nomination on the floor. For Nina Lewis to be subcommittee chair. Any other nominations? Hearing none. We only have two board members here. So all in favor of the nomination, please signify by saying yes, aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Chairman Lewis, do you have any questions? Do you want me to kind of run through the agenda, or do you want to take it from here?
You can run through the agenda. Thank you so very much.
Great. I think I'm not sure that introductions are necessary at this time, unless anybody wants to go around the room. Okay, hearing none. Review and consideration discussion of Senate Bill 20, House Bill 2183, including any amendments and or language changes. So I distributed Board Member Hill's summary from the last committee meeting. And at the top of this, I'm presenting it at the top of this. There was basically states that there was general consensus for the majority of the bill. There are two issues in the bill currently that did not get consensus after the last subcommittee meeting. And the recommendation as written by Becky is removing the changes to administrative qualifications on page 7, and the new civil penalties on page 14 will allow the bill to move forward. So I wanted to have the subcommittee have a discussion of that. Ken, do you want to take the lead on this and your thoughts on removing the administrator stuff from the bill?
Yep, hang on. I have a problem printing it out, so I'm trying to read it from my cell phone. Hang on there.
And while you're doing that, Ken, there's three bullet points in the summary that were taken from that last subcommittee meeting. The third bullet point is, if desired, a working group can be convened over the interim to discuss administrative qualifications, civil penalties, and other items that come up during the bill's journey. I think it's safe to say that if we want something that's come to light since we first drafted the bill is that Seamus believes that we can write rules to accomplish the same thing that we're asking for with this legislation. So if we want, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This would be for the administrator changes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that the administrative changes that I think that we do have consensus on are important. It would be nice to get those, you know, reinforced through statute. You know, if we have to postpone the administrator changes in order to get these other important changes through, then you know, I guess I would have to support that, you know, versus losing the whole thing. Or getting some of the really good things through and then coming back around in rule.
Okay. Any other comments from that, from the subcommittee? And just to be clear, some of the things that we've been seeking in administrative code are a nurse that has a degree, associate's degree in nursing, that could qualify for an administrator license without taking the AIT. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what was the other one? We're going to remove the healthcare HCA certificate, I believe, too, or that's already in rule.
We need to get that removed. It's already in rule, but the American College of Healthcare Administrators certification is no longer. So that's just dead language.
Okay. All right.
And then is the temporary licensure changes, is that still in here, or is that recommended coming out also?
It is still in there. My recommendation to the subcommittee and the board is that we've had a change in the approval of fingerprinting, and that could affect the temporary license. I think people at least have to have a temporary license for 60 or 90 days because of the new fingerprinting. If everybody remembers back in 2022, we got the statute amended to now do national fingerprint background checks. So that is a local background check for Arizona. It's also a NCIC, a National Crime Information Center check, meaning they're going to do a national background check for any criminal arrests for any of our applicants. We just got approval of that from the FBI. So one of the cooling effects of national fingerprinting is it takes time. If somebody submits a inked card or they go through field print, that basically can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months to get that back. I think it's important that we have a temporary license that can cover that time frame while they're going through that licensing, that application and licensing process. So right now, we'd still have that in here. But I would suggest that we need to manipulate the time frame to extend that temporary a little so we can cover the national background check.
Would this have a conflict with the fingerprint requirement for any person that is working around a resident population for more than 8 hours a day?
No. With the change with the application and the federal background check, we still have the requirement for our managers and administrators to hold and have an active fingerprint clearance card.
Okay.
So there's two, it's bifurcated, meaning the national background check will happen during the licensing and the application process. They would also be required to hold that fingerprint clearance card for anything that happens in Arizona after they're licensed or certified throughout their entire time of licensure or certification. Did I answer your question, Board Member Lewis?
Yes, you did. Thank you so very much.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chair Lewis. Ken, did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Where is my agenda? So these are the, so if you can see the screen here, these are some of the other things that were mentioned from the last meeting. And basically, if there's consensus amongst the subcommittee that we're going to make our promulgate rules to address the administrator and minimum qualifications to obtain an administrator license, and amend the civil penalty portion. And my personal suggestion is that we keep it where it is, which is $500 per violation. Let me see where this is. So if you look at the page 14 here, lines 1 through 6, that is where the violations changed. And this was done by legislative counsel. And I think when she drafted this, she just took some of the language from the DHS rule that upped the civil penalty to $10,000. And I believe the current level in our statute is $500 per violation. And I think the subcommittee should consider a recommendation back to the sponsor to keep it at that $500. Is that a hand?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I would agree with that, and I think the distinction was made in our last subcommittee meeting was that what comes from DHS is given to the facility itself, which is many times a corporate, versus what's coming at us as either personal managers or administrators, which is kind of a one-person obligation. And that's why we're thinking that $10,000 was excessive.
Okay.
Just for some background.
Thank you.
I would agree with keeping it where it was. And we haven't typically been enforcing those, have we? I've only seen that we've added the metric for investigative cost reimbursement.
Yeah. Chair Lewis, members of the subcommittee, Ms. Archer is correct. The board over the last 3 to 4 years has traditionally included reimbursement of investigative costs in their orders. And the majority of those are probably consent agreements. Only on probably 5 or less occasions has the board issued a civil penalty. And that has been in situations where a fingerprint clearance card hasn't been valid, or there's a repeat violation where we've issued, I think, a $250 and a $500 civil penalty on a couple of occasions. So the board traditionally does not use that tool, but it has the ability to do so if they find a violation of professional conduct in any case. I don't think we've had more than $5,000 in civil penalties over the last couple of years. And the difference between, real quickly, difference between an investigative cost reimbursement and a civil penalty is that civil penalties go directly to the general fund, and we don't see any of that money. And then a reimbursement and investigative cost comes back into the appropriation for the agency. So there is a difference about where that money ends up. But we don't traditionally use civil penalties a lot right now. Okay, any other questions on direction or anything like that from the subcommittee?
I have no further questions.
Okay. Board Member Malkin?
Are we going to review the administrator qualifications?
Yes. So the plan, my plan is to do that separately with a rule writer. So rule promulgation, we can review them now if you want to, if you want to go over them. But I think the way the subcommittee is heading is that we're not going to seek those changes right now in statute. We're going to seek them in rule, administrative code. We have a contract rule writer. I just renewed the contract within the last 3 weeks. And she will get together work groups to go through language and actually same type of process the statute is with rule, figure out exactly what rules we want to change, where we want to add the administrative qualifications. And then it goes through a very, a moderately long process of, rule writing. It has to be approved by the governor's regulatory review council before we even open a rule docket. It has to be approved by the governor's office. It's a lengthy process to garner a consensus from the public. There's even a hearing of the rules, that we notice on the website. So it's a rather long process, but we can review them if you want to go through them now, or we can wait till we start the actual, lining out of the changes in rule to review them then.
I'm fine waiting. Thank you for okay. clarification.
Yeah, that was a long summary. My apologies. I hope I explained that well.
Okay.
Let's go around the room real quick. Susan, do you have anything to add?
No, I think I'm good with the summary, picking out those two, provisional items so that this bill can move forward.
Okay. And Ken?
I don't have anything further.
All right. And I appreciate all your help on this, Ken. It was a lot of work. We met with a bunch of legislators and so forth to get to this point. So it's not dead. I think we can still get it done, but I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kelson, do you have anything for the good of the order?
No additional comments. As Jamie emailed you, our main concern was the civil money penalty on page 14. So appreciate hearing that that'll be going down to 500 as it primarily looks at the manager and the administrator, not the facility.
And Jamie, and you know how this works. We're going to send this to the sponsor and request for that amendment. I don't think we'll have any problem with it, but if there is any hiccups, I'll let you know.
Much appreciated.
Okay. My board members that are here, can I get a motion to proceed with the consensus that we've talked about, as far as the changes to the bill, and seeking that amendment? And that will allow me to put it on the record and we can move forward from there.
Sure. I motion to adopt the changes.
As discussed in.
As discussed.
Perfect. And board member Malkin, can you second?
Second.
And I'm just going to do a all in favor and I'm going to include everybody. Susan, Ken, and Kelsey, all in favor of the motion and the second, please say aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for attending. We'll adjourn the meeting and I'll get the notes written up and posted and staff will start seeking the amendments and we'll go from there. Okay.
Thank you so very much. Guidance, Jack.
What's that?
I appreciate your guidance. It's very helpful to have that.
It's all good until something goes wrong, but hopefully that won't happen. I'll let you know how it's going and what's going on down at the legislature as time permits. So I appreciate everybody's attendance and help.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. Have a good day. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.